I heard someone say, this is Billy Brim, good morning, America. And that was thrilling to me because we are from all across America. And, of course, we welcome Canada. We're all really from the heavenly kingdom, stationed in different places. But all of you across America, every time I hear you announce where you're from, it makes me know that we've got a good representation to go before the Most High God. Now, before I talk about the shooting in New Jersey yesterday, I want to read you a good report, and I want to read you how I know that this works, taking our habitational authority. I got this from Max, and he received it from Jamestown, Tennessee. The report reads like this. Praise report. Exclamation point. I heard from my pastor Friday night. There was a Christmas parade and celebration in our city planned for Saturday, and a planned active shooter had been exposed. I always take authority over my city every day. As I prayed about this, the Lord said he was exposed Saturday morning. I prayed and took authority. The Lord said, all is clear. The celebration went on as planned with no incidents. Praise the Lord. Based on Ephesians 1 and the authority revealed to us through other scriptures, and based on Hebrews 4:13, everything is open to him with whom we have to do. I believe that this stopped what happened in Jamestown. Didn't happen. Now, we have quite a few prayer points for today. If you are a serious prayer for Israel, then these are going to be prayer points that you're going to carry with you away from this phone call. I watched this yesterday. I was watching online. Today, the Jersey City mayor confirms shooters targeted kosher grocery. There was an active shooting going on in New Jersey, and I was watching it through the eyes of the Jerusalem Post. It was in a kosher neighborhood, a Chabad Hasidic neighborhood in New Jersey. And until Wednesday, I got this from I can't remember if this came through Fox or Jerusalem Post today, but I saw this statement. Until Wednesday, most people believed that the attack was not hate or terror-related, but criminally motivated. That must have come from Fox, because as I was watching through Jerusalem Post online, you could tell they assumed it was related to anti-Semitism. And this is what the Jewish mayor of Jersey City, Stephen Fallop, confirmed today. He confirmed Wednesday that two shooters who opened fire on a kosher supermarket, killing four people, before they were neutralized by police, were aiming for the kosher grocery store. As of this morning, a third gunman is still at large. Well, as of Tuesday night. Here's what the mayor tweeted. Last night, after extensive review of our CCTV system, it has now become clear from the cameras that these two individuals targeted the kosher grocery location. Two officers on foot posts one block away immediately responded, engaged, and prevented the perpetrators from leaving that location and harming any further civilians. I'm Jewish and proud to live in a community like Jersey City that has always welcomed everyone. The mayor further tweeted on Wednesday, it is the home of Ellis Island and has always been the golden door to America. Hate and anti-Semitism have never had a place here in Jersey City and will never have a place in our city. Last Tuesday night, Israel time, A police officer and five other people, including two suspects, were killed in a shootout in Jersey City that began at a cemetery and ended at a kosher supermarket, according to reports. Of course, this is targeting Jewish neighborhood, Jewish people. I would like to ask that any of you near the Jersey City area pick up your Habitational Authority. I don't know if any of you live in Jersey City, but I know New Jersey is on the line, and ask the Lord to give you some Habitational Authority that you can stand in. He's told us to pray for Israel, pray for the Jews. So I believe you can do it. And let's pray in some others to sign up to sit in Habitational Authority in New Jersey and in other areas where there's a large concentration of Jewish people. America was raised up from the days of Columbus and through President Washington to bless Israel until they did come back home into their homeland. And until now, until the restoration and redemption is complete. So, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to sign up. I know most of you are signed up, but to be a recruiter, to get people to sit in their Habitational Authority. I don't know if we have anyone from France online. Sometimes we do. This was an article yesterday. A 31-year-old Israeli student was attacked by two unknown individuals at a Paris metro station on Tuesday after he was heard speaking with his father on the phone in Hebrew. The student boarded the metro while two men who heard his conversation began shouting, cursing, and threatening him. One of them proceeded to attack him until the Israeli lost his consciousness. A standby person called for an ambulance, and he was taken to the hospital. But anti-Semitism is increasing. It's satanic. I'm studying now for a class that we're going to have here in Branson, Missouri, which will later become an online class. And we're talking about the chosen people, the promised land, and the time of the patriarchs on. And you can see in everything that happened, dysfunction in the families. God's word is plain about where the Israelis missed it, the Jews missed it. You can see that Satan was involved in it all. And he is still involved in everything that's going on because he sees his time is short. But we overcome him with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And the word of our authoritational authority in habitational places. So right now together, in the name above all names, together let's particularly hit any demonic plans against Jewish people or places, against churches, Christians, any attacks right now. Father, in the name above all names, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened according to our habitational authority. And right now, kingdom of darkness, you listen to me. I'm taking my habitational authority over Greater Branson, Greater Tulsa, Greater Bartlesville, Greater Migdal Arbel, Israel. And I say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers. against anyone who worships God or are of a perceived ethnic Kostelemakaya, which would indicate they are Christian or Jewish. And Father, we also pray for no supremacists driven by Satan to attack Muslim meeting places. In the name, above all names, we claim Ashtondaramakashka, heavenly intervention in the heavenlies against the forces of darkness. And we do hereby say and declare you will not move upon people to do dastardly deeds at your hand. We paralyze you in the name above every name. And now, moving to Israel itself. From Virtual Jerusalem Online, this item appeared, which underscores that Iran and Satan working down through that Shia Islamic Republic is a number one focus. It's a focus for our prayers that President Trump, and we'll look into the Israeli elections, but the leaders, let's just say the leaders of Israel, will know what to do concerning Iran. Father, give unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him, that they'll know the right actions to take concerning Iran. This is the item. Secret Iranian Subterranean Armory Revealed. Iran is building a tunnel to store missiles in eastern Syria, near the border with Iraq. According to satellite imagery revealed by Israeli intelligence company, ImageSat, on Tuesday. According to the report released by the company, the tunnel is being used to store missiles and long-range weapons and is located at Imam Ali Air Force Base. The report also showed that construction of the underground base and border crossing will allow Iranians to transfer equipment, weapons, and fighters easily across the Iraq-Syria border. This has to be stopped. According to many reports and places that I've read, Iran believes that if they get enough missiles and long-range missiles into the south through Gaza, into the north through Hezbollah, they can launch a many-missile attack, too many missiles at one time for Israel to handle. Of course, Iran would eventually be on the losing end, but Istondolo Mohasabra, Tifrono no Combre, Shindalavraha Sotame Te Shanto. I do not see in the Word of God at all that Israel undergoes a nuclear attack. However, Shindalo Mohasabra Tisha Toda Kavranda, Father. In the name above all names, you see everything. Nothing is hidden to you. And again we pray, Israel's leaders, America's leaders, will know what to do. Now on the elections. As you know, I'm a member of the board of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, sponsored by a Knesset member, Robert Ilyatov, and Albert Wexler. I got this from Albert. Dear Billy Brim Shalom, it came a couple of days ago. We hope you are doing well. Israel needs your prayers today as never before. Knesset members have until midnight Wednesday to present a lawmaker who has mustered the support of 61 MKs, or the parliament will have to dissolve itself and the country will hold fresh elections in March. Now here's his prayer request. They did not come up with that. We're going to read you that later. But here's his prayer request. We need to pray that Israel would come into its right order so that it would not be going up and down, causing instability throughout the world. We need to pray to set a new order in Israel. So did you get that to make a prayer point? Albert Wechsler's a man of prayer. He knows about prayer and he knows how to pray. So he's requested that we pray that Israel would come into its right order so that it would not be going up and down, causing instability throughout the world. We need to pray to set a new order in Israel. Now here's what's happened according to the Israeli elections. The Knesset is to vote today on dispersing itself. A third election in under a year is set to begin. Barring a last-minute miracle, Israel will embark on an unprecedented third election in under a year on Wednesday, when the Knesset will vote to disperse itself and initiate an 82-day race that will culminate when Israelis will go to the polls on Monday, March 2nd. So that's happening today. As you know, two parties came out with nearly the same support. The Likud, whose number one person is the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. The Likud will hold its leadership race on December 26th if the Knesset is dispersed on Wednesday, a party spokesman said. The two top parties were Likud, headed by Benjamin Netanyahu, and Blue and White, headed by Benny Gantz. Now, these parties, you join a party. You pay to join a party. You become a card-holding member. That means you can vote in its leadership. You can vote for its leadership. Whoever gets the most vote in a party is the prime a candidate for prime minister. And then according to where you place, let's say in the Likud, if they got 39 seats, they could place 39 ministers in the Knesset. Their prime minister candidate would be the one who got number one vote overall. I've read several reports that the third election would turn out exactly like second election if the Likud doesn't change its party for prime minister, its person. So the Likud elections on December 26th will decide if Benjamin Netanyahu comes out number one. As you know, he's being indicted or threatened to be indicted, kind of facing the same kind of things the president's facing. So, December 26th, remember that date, Likud leadership race. Our president, thank you, Jesus, continues to place America in the category of blessing Israel. It has been announced he will issue an executive order to fight anti-Semitism on college campuses. It rages there. Now, here's what he's going to elaborate on. Title VI prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin in programs and activities receiving federal financial aid. So, as I understand this, the executive order would cut off financial aid to colleges who discriminate with anti-Semitism. I read in one place, at Jerusalem Post, there's an expected court battle right away to be launched by a group which says this negates their right to free speech when they come against Israel's right to exist. So this executive order needs our prayers. A great report regarding the awakening. Worship leaders lift the name of Jesus in the White House. On the outdoor steps, the hallways, and the rooms of the White House today, and this is a recent report, I don't know exactly which day it is. On the outdoor steps, the hallways, and the rooms of the White House today, including the Oval Office, worship, prayer, and blessings flowed from a bunch of songbirds. We came from across the nation, heard incredible testimonies of God moving, and believe we left a deposit of grace, peace, and hope. Sean, F-E-U-C-H-T. I'm sure you know the pronunciation of his name. I don't. Worship music rang throughout the White House Friday. Oh, that's when this was. As several Christian artists listed the name of Jesus, Bethel worship leader Sean F-E-U-C-H-T, who's also running for Congress, posted videos of the gathering to Instagram. Brian and Jen Johnson, Carrie Jobe and her husband Cody Carnes, Eddie James and White House aide and pastor Paula White Kane can be seen raising their hands and singing Nothing Else, written by Carnes. F-E-U-C-H-T, I'm going to guess it Fucht, who recently announced his bid for Congress, wrote that the group was invited to the White House. Quote, we were invited by this administration to worship inside the White House today. Let this sound give you great hope for America. According to the event's photographer, Vice President Mike Pence dropped into the faith briefing. Father, we just want to praise you. We want to thank you and give you glory for the light, for the praise, for the glory that was lifted up even from the White House. We pray, dear Father, for this Ishandala Mokombra administration under great attack to come through and be elected in 2020. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, it is to Israel's good and the world's good that we have a house undivided, a Senate. Oh, Father, that would bless Israel and bless America, and that according to your promise in 1 Timothy 2:1, we could live a quiet and peaceable life, still ministering, still witnessing, still giving missionaries, sending missionaries, Lord, until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, how grateful and thankful we are for the right to lift up Israel in prayer. And Father, all of these things that I've given to the prayer warriors, you know about. And when we pray in tongues, you've given us this marvelous, marvelous way to pray. None of us know how to solve Iran with our heads. None of us know how to protect people with our heads. But, oh God, in the name above all names, you have given us authority. And you have given us a language. Use, I pray that you will use the language, the tongues of everybody on this faith call, prayer call for Israel, that when they pray today and every day of their lives, you will bring them utterance to pray for Israel. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom.